So welcome to the Daily Shred. My name is Jim Schultz. I'm going to be your tour guide. Today we are not live, obviously. We were doing a little pre-recorded action this afternoon just to kind of mix it up a little bit, kind of shock the muscle, maybe stimulate a little bit of growth. So you might be watching on YouTube. You might be listening on Spotify or Apple. Either way, man, thank you. Thank you very much for your time and attention. I will try to make it worth your while for the next 15 or 20 minutes. The best way that you could support what we're doing here is comment below. If you are watching on YouTube, comments would be the best way. If you are listening somewhere, then stop, leave me a rating and a review. That would be amazing. So let's talk about recovery. So this is a buzzword. This is a hot button topic in the world of fitness these days. Like, hey, are you recovered, bro? Like, are you focused on recovery? Like, it's the other 23 hours that really matter, bro. Like, that's what you need to be focused on. You guys know if you follow my stuff at all, like I am not one to jump on the latest fitness craze. I mean, you've got the intermittent fasting crazies, you've got the alkaline diet groupies, you know, people are like, dude, I'm about to get sliced on these pH levels. Like, that's not really my jam, right? Because that's really, really dumb. But still, when it comes to recovery, when it comes to actually being recovered, this makes a lot of sense, right? This makes a whole lot of sense, especially if you are in your 30s or your 40s or your 50s, etc. I'm 39, I'll be 40 in a couple of months, and so I've been training seriously now for nearly 20 years, or maybe exactly 20 years. I started right around 19 or 20, so that is 20 years ago, which is crazy to say out loud and realize here, you know, live or pre-recorded or whatever it is. It's like, wow, it's been 20 years. That's a little wild and crazy, but I paid my dues. I've spent many hours and days and weeks on the rubber mats, and so being 39 now, like I'm really, really focused on longevity. I'm really, really focused on recovery. I'm really, really focused on, you know, being able to perform at my best. If you are in your teens or your 20s, let me save you the next, you know, I don't know, 18 and a half minutes. I would click off. I would click off because this is not going to help you. This is not going to help you because either A, you're so young that you don't even need to really focus or worry about this because you have testosterone oozing from your pores. You have testosterone dripping from your earlobes. It's like, yeah, you know, do you really need to focus on recovery? You probably would be better served if you did, but is it, you know, is it absolutely necessary? Maybe not, because your body is going to recover so well naturally that you could do a lot of really dumb things, i.e. alkaline diets, and you would probably be fine. But also B, you're probably not even going to be super interested in what I'm doing, because you're going to be like, dude, I'm focused on the gains with a Z. I'm focused on the shreds with a Z. I'm not focused on the recoveries with a Z. I'm not focused on that at all. And so it's like, yeah, let me do you a solid and just, you know, go on your merry way. I wouldn't even focus on this. I wouldn't even worry about this. So let's talk about recovery. And believe it or not, I want to kind of get to the point today, which, you know, that's what, about 4 minutes later, I guess. Everybody talks about recovery. Everybody focuses on recovery. Everybody wants to be recovered. But how do we actually know if we are recovered? Like, how do you know if you are recovering well? It's kind of a, you know, it's kind of like the cloud, right? Like the internet. Like, nobody actually knows what it is. Like, everybody references it. Everybody uses it. Everybody thinks it's very important, but nobody actually knows, like, how to describe it. Nobody actually knows how to define it, right? It's kind of the same thing with recovery. Well, I want to break through the noise a little bit here today, and I want to give you guys two practical ways that you can measure your recovery. One of them is quantitative, and the other of them is qualitative. So let's start with the quantitative approach, because this is going to be black and white. This is going to be numbers. This is going to be, it's either happening or it's not happening. Your logbook, right? Like, where you record your training, where you record your sets and your reps and your time under tension and your RPEs and all this stuff. You should be seeing your logbook move higher over time. You should be seeing your logbook increase over time. Now, not every single workout, not even every single block, right? If a block is, you know, like a 4 to 6 week span, but over time, over a series of blocks, over a macro cycle, which is like an entire year, you should see this thing trending higher absent any injuries. Obviously, if you're injured, you know, if your hamstring is hurt or your triceps are tore up or whatever, then you can't expect to, you know, improve that area or those movements specifically. But as long as you are healthy, as long as you are not injured, you should see your logbook move higher over time. Now, what do I even mean by seeing the logbook move higher? The immediate reaction that most people are going to have, that I had when I was just thinking through this concept, and I've been doing this for 20 years, it's still to see the weights that I'm using move up. is to see the loads that I am placing on my skeleton move higher. Well, don't forget, guys, girls, loads are only one variable. That's only one thing that we're measuring, right? What are we also measuring? We're also measuring reps. We're also measuring reps per set. We're also measuring total sets. We're also measuring RPE. We're also measuring, you know, time under tension. We're also measuring range of motion potentially. Now, you may not be like measuring range of motion. I don't know that, you know, you necessarily need to have a tape measure while you are training, but we kind of know, right? It's like, hey, you know, I used to be doing Romanian deadlifts, you know, down to my ankles. Now I'm hitting the tops of my shoes. Right? Like, that's kind of a big difference, right? Like, I used to be doing deadlifts off of, you know, 2-inch blocks. Now I'm doing them off of the floor. That's a big difference, right? And so that is a sign of progressive overload. That is a sign of the logbook moving higher over time that we don't want to discount, especially if you are in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, because now it's not going to be so easy to just increase the loads all the time. It's not going to be so easy just to keep pounding heavier and heavier weights. In fact, it's not even smart to keep pounding heavier and heavier weights, right? Like, yeah, we want to get stronger over time. I want to get stronger over time. I'm still hopeful that my strongest days are ahead of me, even though I am 39, almost 40, and I've got some pretty decent lifts under my belt. But we still want to be smart. We still want to be strategic, right? Remember, on the daily shred, you know, through F-Cubed, I mean, I'm all for fitness in a general sense. I'm all for your fitness just in a general sense. But I'm most specifically focused on fat loss. I'm most specifically focused on physique development, the aesthetic side of fitness, right? The physique transformation, the physique change, you know, the sculpting of whatever physique you want to bring to the table or bring to the stage or bring to the workplace or bring to your personal life or bring to anywhere that you want to bring it. That's what I'm focused on, right? So when it comes to that, we need to remember that loads, strength, they're only one variable. It's only one piece to the puzzle. But you should see an upward trajectory, an upward trend in your logbook in some way, shape, or form. If you don't see that, then what is that an indication of, as I quickly remember how to speak? It's one of two things. A, you're not training hard enough, right? Maybe you're not training hard enough, right? Maybe you're not pushing yourself hard enough. Right? If we can assume that that's not the case, then we can move on to B. But I had to mention it, right? Because sometimes that is the case. Sometimes you need to have a good sit down with yourself and give yourself a talking to and say, listen, bro, like you really need to push harder. Listen, broette, like you really need to push harder. Like sometimes that's just the answer. Sometimes that is indeed, you know, the recipe that we are searching for. But if that's not the case, if you are pushing hard enough, then you might not be recovering. If your performance is stagnant or your performance is dropping off, it is possible that you are not recovering well from your training. It is possible that you are, you know, training too frequently, training too hard, not strategic enough with how you are scheduling your workouts and things of that nature. And so we're going to talk about what to do if you aren't recovering well in just a couple of seconds. But I did want to first begin with, how do you even identify, you know, if you are recovering well? If your logbook is going higher over time, right? Again, don't think workout to workout. Don't even necessarily think block to block, but think, you know, 3-month cycles, 6-month cycles, and so on and so forth. If you're seeing that move higher, then that is a good indication that you have set things up pretty well, pretty strategically and intelligently, such that you are recovering pretty well from your sessions. But what about the qualitative side of this? And this is going to work really well to fit and marry with the quantitative side of things. You should feel spectacular from your training. Like most days, you should feel unbelievable. Now, obviously, I can't comment on what it feels like to be 49 or 59 or 69. And so some of you are going to be out there saying, Jim, bruh, like, wait, it's coming, dude. Like when you're 59, you may not be feeling spectacular. Maybe not, right? Like, I got it. I can only comment on where I've been and the conversations I've had with many, many people that are further along life's path than I am. But you should feel pretty spectacular, right? You should feel pretty amazing. You shouldn't feel banged up. You shouldn't feel just run into the ground. Like, you shouldn't feel like porcelain all the time. Like, man, I got to train again. Like, I can't even move. That should not be the default setting, right? Now, if you start a brand new program, there's going to be that early program soreness, right? If you start a brand new set of movement patterns, there's going to be, you know, kind of that neural adaptation, that connective tissue that has to get used to those movement patterns, like all that stuff. But once you get situated with a split, with a program, all of that should go away, and most of the time, you should feel amazing. As long as you are not, you know, nursing some serious injuries that are causing you to feel a certain way, or you're in a significant caloric deficit because you're, you know, trying to get to Shredsville, like, that's going to bring in a whole new element. You may not feel that amazing, but under normal circumstances where you've got plenty of food, you've got plenty of sleep, you should feel amazing from your training. If you don't, if you do feel like doo-doo, if you do feel like dang-dang, most of the time, you might not be recovering from your training. In fact, you probably aren't. So now, that's kind of the qualitative side of things. It's pretty quick. It's pretty simple. It's pretty easy, right? You should sort of feel like Superman. Like, you should sort of feel like Wonder Woman all the time, right? It's just like, man, I'm like, I'm doing it. Like, this is great. Like, that's how you should feel. Now, again, you know, you have an AMRAP set and squats, you know, like, yeah, that's going to put you under for a couple days, maybe a week, maybe 10 days. I don't know. It depends on the set. Depends on a lot of things. But most of the time, you should feel amazing. All right. So what do you do if you're not recovering well? What do you do if you use the two kind of principles that we just laid out there and you deduce that, man, I'm really not recovering well at all from my training. Like, my logbook has been pretty stagnant for the last, you know, however many months. And I do kind of feel like dang, dang, just on a regular basis. So, all right, Jim, so what do you got for me? All right, here's what you need to do. The first thing that you should do, I'm kind of speaking to you as if you're not a beginner, right? I'm kind of speaking to you as if you do have some experience, you know, in the weight room, because what I would suggest you do is going to be somewhat tailored to your experience level. But assuming that you have been training for some period of time, the first thing that I would do is I would actually check the non-training factors first. So you do want to look at things like food. You do want to look at things like sleep, right? You want to look at these other areas of your life and make sure that these are in line. Because, I mean, I've, you know, worked with some athletes inside of Full Throttle Fat Loss that you guys, of course, can check out over on livefcubed.com if you guys are looking for a one-stop shop for getting you to Shredsville in the quickest, most efficient way possible. Hey, shameless plug there for Full Throttle. But I've worked with athletes inside of the course where they're only sleeping like 5 hours a night, 5.5 hours a night. And we start talking and it's like, and they're like, man, I can't make progress. We're like, my body's clinging on to, you know, these fat cells. My strength levels are stagnant, blah, blah, blah. And then once we dig underneath the surface a little bit, it's like, broette, you need some sleep. Like, you're not giving your body a chance. You're not even giving your body a chance to repair itself. You're not even giving your performance a chance to catch up with itself. You're not even giving your system an opportunity to move forward because you're beating yourself to a pulp and then you're not recovering at all through the vehicle that is sleep. And so the first thing that I would check is your sleep. Now, how much sleep do you need? This is kind of a hot button topic. You know, some people physiologically need less than other people. I haven't met too many people. Now, I've read about Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, all these guys that slept, you know, 3-4 hours a night. It's crazy, right? Total freaks of nature. I would say for most people, you need at least 7 hours of sleep at night. I would say for the default person, the average person, 7 hours of sleep a night is a great starting point. So I'm an 8-hour guy night. I'm like 8 to 8.25. That's where I am at my absolute best. Now, I have 3 small children, have a wife, have a job, have F cubed, have all these other things that I'm trying to do. I don't always sleep 8 hours a night. Some nights I do, but some nights I don't. But I would check your sleep first and foremost, right? Like, if you know yourself and you're like, man, I need 7, 8 hours of sleep a night, and you're only getting 5.5, 6, 6.5, there's your problem. There's your bottleneck. Like, we found it. Like, game over. Like, you fix that and everything else is probably going to fall into line. The next thing I would look at, though, would be your food. The next thing I would look at, though, would be your fuel sources. Like, make sure that you are amply fueled up throughout the day. Make sure that you are amply fueled up before your training sessions. Now, again, if you're in a fat loss phase, if you're trying to get to Shredsville, that's a whole different thing, right? But we're just focusing on recovery, you know, kind of under normal circumstances. If you are in a caloric deficit, you are not going to be able to fully recover. you are going to have to live in a state of, you know, partially recovered, if you will. And so keep that in mind when it comes to understanding how to move forward. But if you're not in that state, if you're not really focused on fat loss right now, and you're just kind of, you know, you could call it a maintenance phase, you could call it, you know, just a strength gaining phase or something that's not indicative of a caloric deficit, then you want to check your food supply and make sure that it's good. But what if your sleep is on point, and what if your food is on point? Then what should you do? Well, then you want to look to trimming your volume of your training, because you're doing too much. You're doing too much work. If your logbook is not going higher, if you do feel like doo-doo or dang-dang, your training volume is too high. You need to trim some sets. You need to take some sets away. And I would take sets away from the most taxing movements first. That's going to be your squats. That's going to be your deadlifts. That's going to be your bench press. That's going to be your barbell rows. That's going to be your overhead press, right? It's not going to be your cable kickbacks, right? It's not going to be, you know, your spider curls. It's not going to be those things. It's going to be the things that are really draining your central nervous system and really putting, you know, tremendous stress and demand on your system. So it's going to be those main movements. You don't have to do anything crazy. I would just, you know, if you're doing four sets of squats, you know, well, let's say you're doing eight sets of squats a week, right? So you're squatting twice a week. You do four working sets each time. I would just take it down to six or seven for the week and see how you respond, right? Like, you're going to feel like you're not doing enough. You're going to feel like you should do more. But man, remember, guys, we want to get you living your best life. Like, we want to get you to a state of being recovered. And so this is the pathway that you need to take moving forward, right? I've had to bite the bullet several times myself where it's kind of like, man, I'm type A. I know I can do four sets of squats. It's like, yeah, I can. But then tomorrow when I'm brushing my teeth, it shouldn't be difficult, right? Like, when I pick up that toothbrush, I shouldn't, like, you know, have to think twice about it. I shouldn't have to, like, get psyched up and walk around the bathroom, you know, to lube up the toothbrush there. It should just kind of happen. I shouldn't have to really, you know, put too much thought and energy into that. That analogy, it worked out better in my head, but sometimes that's just how it goes. But this is it. This is when it comes to recovery, right? Quantitative, qualitative. These are the things that I would focus on for determining if you are indeed recovered. So that's it, guys. That is the daily shred today. If you guys got a little something from this, man, hit me with the thumbs up on the video, right? You could share this with a friend. That would also help a ton. You could subscribe to the channel if you are brand new. And also leave me your comments down below. Leave me your thoughts. I would love to hear what you think about being recovered. I would love to hear what you think about, you know, the strategies and the tactics that we laid out there this afternoon for you guys in terms of figuring out, diagnosing if you are recovered, and then, of course, fixing any lack of recovery that might be the case for you. And then, of course, hop on down to the description and pick up some free stuff, man. We got the fat loss formula. We've got a free cardio plan. We've got my 2017 novice title win training protocols. Those are all there. Those are all totally free. You could go over to livefcube.com, check out some more content. And then, of course, you know, if you really want to support what I'm doing, hey, give Full Throttle Fat Loss a look. That is definitely not free, but it will be everything that you need and more when it comes to fat loss and getting you to Shredsville. So that's it. That's all I have for you guys today on the Daily Shred, and I will see you guys next time.